Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, being married for decades, I don't really know what you young people do or you newly single people do, except for what you tell me or what I read. And over the past few years, not only with the explosion of Tinder and Grindr and all these dating apps where you could swipe left and right, is the digital courting that happens that doesn't necessarily involve the face. It's the sharing of a picture. I mean, they actually use the term now where they now say it on regular TV, but I don't want to say it. But it's the term for a penis picture where people will send pictures of their genitalia as, this is me, as a courtship for a potential partner to say, yes, I want that. And you would think that these pictures, and I've been sent them just from unknown people, and I'm like, thank you? Why are you sending me this? At first, you thought it was just creepy. It was, you know, you're being like flashers. It's how people now do flashing. But apparently, it is an actual courting mechanism. These are behaviors that recipients have been positively reinforcing by looking at them and then saying, yes, I'll date you or not. Now, I get that that could be very important. I understand. You know, in the olden days, many people were pretty disappointed when they waited till they were married and then on their honeymoon or wedding night, they were like, uh-oh. But but it's gotten to a point where, you know how there's been a skyrocketing rate of cosmetic surgery to fix people's looks as they are competing with people online. Well, now there's this urgency to make sure your genitalia look appropriate or look attractive enough. And there was a study that was done recently by Texas A&M researchers and New Mexico Highlands University, which is located in Las Vegas, New Mexico, not Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas, Nevada, our studies would even probably be more demonstrative. But it was published in Sexuality and Culture. And what they did was they sought to explore the, quote, personality and sexual perceptions of penises along the dimensions of girth, length, and amount of pubic hair. So they wanted to know if somebody saw a random picture, would they try to discern what their personality traits would be? And they looked at 106 participants, 80% women, 20% men. And they were given 24 pictures, and they were to rate if that person would be attractive to them, if they thought that person would be neurotic, if they thought that person would be open. And then they also looked at how the hair maintenance was. And fascinatingly, wider, longer, and trimmed had more sex appeal than those genitalia that were shorter or narrower. In fact, those people were perceived to be less open, less agreeable, less extroverted, and less attractive. If somebody didn't shave, and it was like the Joy of Sex book? You know, taken out of a picture there, a page there, those individuals are found to be less attractive. So what that means is potential partners, and this study was predominantly women, are looking for what the owner of the penis, the male, is doing and how they take care of it. And that could decide if you are going to have that person as a potential mate. It just blows my mind that this is where we are with dating. We've gotten so practical and bare bones and brass tacks about things that I don't want people all freaked out if they are a little bit more narrow or shorter or whatever. Again, this is if your courtship is initiated by a digital picture. If your courtship is like the way mine was, where, you know, see a guy across the classroom, like he's kind of cute. See him at the bar, see him at the party, you know, and then he comes up to me going, gosh, you know, she looks really good. And then all of a sudden, I laugh at something and I go, ha, 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 and I cackle, and then he turns away. You know, I mean, you know, most of your first impressions are going to be done in person. But that's not how the youth is dating. In fact, we're going to be talking about this company that's coming out with, this is ridiculous, and we got a lot of news to talk about it. I'm sorry that a lot of the headlines have been sexual in nature recently, but that's what's in medical news these days while there's a lull in COVID. But apparently there's a company that has made potato chips that are in the flavor of a vagina in order to get millennials out of their basement and out there in the dating world. I'll talk about it later. It's ridiculous. But people don't seem to meet other people the way they used to. It's all online. And I've had friends that have found mates online and have fantastic relationships, and it is a means to find a partner. But now things, first impressions are dependent on what is perceived in an image. And there's filtering, there's angles. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do. If I want to make myself look skinny, and I know you think it would take, you know, the most high-tech CGI to do that, there's a way, and I haven't figured out how to do it on my phone, but there's a way where you can angle head down or feet up and it angles you differently. So, you know, for those of you that are trying to judge a potential partner based on their picture, between the lighting, between the filtering, between the angling, it's not a very realistic depiction. But I understand that some people want to get through the front door, and they just want to get into the front door, and then they're able to get into the back door. No, then they're able to, you know, win them over. But I find it fascinating that personality types can be inferred from a picture of somebody's body part. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it just makes me cringe when I hear people talk about how much they hate America and how they can't wait to leave. They go, oh, yeah, if so-and-so wins the election, I am out of here. I'm moving out. I then leave. We want those who really want to be here, that love this country, want to fight for this country. And if you don't like the country and you don't like the leadership, you have every right to dislike it. That's your choice. And leave. But don't think that it's better anywhere else. Now, we're watching what's happening in Russia. Yesterday, we were told that Putin wanted to draft 300,000. Now, we're being told that they want to mobilize 1 million Russians. And the first conscripts already have been signed up and now, bussed off to training. The depot announced that 300,000 people with previous combat experience or specialist skills are going to be sent to the front lines in Ukraine. You saw videos of them kissing their loved ones goodbye. The official order was published, and Putin's spokesman said it relates to the number who could be called, and the presidential palace is now claiming it wouldn't be 300,000, it could be up to 1 million. The document makes no mention of previous combat experience and sets no limits on who could be summoned, except those who are too old, sick, or in jail. So there's been reports of individuals trying to break their own arms. In fact, there have been Google searches that have now spiked. I don't know if it's Google, but internet searches that have now spiked in Russia on how to break your own arm. Just so they are injured enough where they can't. And trust me, the way Putin thinks, he'll use you anyway. They'll make you stand guard somewhere or do something or use you as a shield. So right now, thousands of desperate Russians are scrambling to flee. Men of fighting age, and I don't have the age range, but as we saw in Ukraine, it was anybody under, I think, 65 that could help in Ukraine. So I'm sure it's going to be very, very similar in Russia. And they say men are trying to avoid this mobilization, which is the first since World War II. They're going to conscript 300,000 troops to fight on the front line to start, and now we're being told it might be 1 million. Apparently, flights were sold out yesterday as people were trying to leave, escape, break an arm at home. These were actually Google searches on how to break an arm at home. A wife from Tyumen in Siberia said, I will not let my husband go. I'll break both his legs. His duty is to raise his children. The authorities have issued a warning to potential recruits that they face legal sanctions if they self-harm by breaking arms or legs to avoid the call-up. Well, that's hard to prove, because you could say, well, my wife did it. My wife was so mad at me that she did this to me. So, obviously they know all the tricks, and so they're going to want to... minimize the loss of new recruits. But what's good about this is now the Russian people, let's say they believed, some of them believed the rhetoric, and a lot of them, from what I understand, didn't. But let's say some people believed it. Well, now they have to put the money where their mouth is. If they really believe Ukrainians are Nazis, which I don't, and they really believe that Ukraine is trying to put an end to Russian life, well, then they're going to put their money where their mouth is, and they're going to defend their country, Russia. But if now the citizens are like, oh, hell no, we're not doing this, now that might put some political pressure or possibly, start a regime change if you have enough of the population fighting back. You see airports crowded with young men, heavy traffic at border crossings. You see streets completely blocked with people trying to leave. And again, you have no idea if the Russian military is going to stop them and force them. I mean, remember in Hitler days, you would be killed if you tried to avoid your military duty. They said yesterday, flagship carrier Aeroflot said it was not yet banning young men from traveling, but travel restrictions now are being implied that they could come at any moment. So you see individuals, you see men trying to get the hell out, if I was concerned about that, I would be taking my family too, because they could enlist women. I mean, Israel has women in their military, we have women in our military, so if there's not enough men, the women are next. So I would probably take the wife and kids as well. What's startling is it's 2022, and we're possibly having very similar conversations as my family did and individuals had in Europe during the 1930s, going, no, it's not going to be that bad. We're not going to go into another world war. They're not going to force us to fight. They're not going to send us to camps. They're not going to. It's almost like history repeating themselves. You're seeing scenes from Ukraine that eerily reflect and parallel what we saw during World War II. Reports of camps, torture camps, sex trafficking, mass graves. You have individuals being signed up. We're hearing about it because it's 2022 and we have all the digital media. But that exact same thing happened with Russia and with Germany and World War II. Even in America, we had to draft people. Now, in America at the time, people wanted to. They fought to be able to, support their country. But now that people have watched all the wars and have watched what happens, they're not as excited about. They would rather be called a coward leaving their country than to, stay and fight for a cause they don't believe in. And so, and that's also another thing, too. In the olden days, the majority appeared to be, this is my country. We're sovereign. It's us first. The world revolves around us. Now, the average person lives in their country and they dislike it and they protest and they don't respect who's in power. So for us, if America ever did a draft, and I talked to you about how the draft works, and we'll repeat that later on, but we reviewed how the draft works, where it's a lottery and it's they go through those that would be 20 years old first, then 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, and then go back to the 18-year-olds and the 19-year-olds. You wonder, after we saw what happened during Vietnam, as we see the country split over issues of abortion and college debt, it would be interesting to see not that I ever want us to get there, what the draft dodgers would look like, who that would be, which party would they be? Would the Republicans be more likely to support the country, or would the Democrats? Well, would it be dependent on who our commander-in-chief is? And then do the Democrats, if let's say President Biden said, hey guys, we're drafting, support what I want us to do, would we really have a lot of Democrats on board, being he's been one of the least popular presidents, even among the Democratic Party? So seeing what's happening now in Russia is, like I said, a scene that you would have seen in the start of World War II. And right now, men aged 25 to 35 have been summoned to passport control for interrogation. They were questioned on whether they bought their ticket after the Putin mobilization announcement and whether they had a return ticket. They were asked about the purpose of their trip and their military status. And if they answered satisfactorily, a female officer escorted them to the passport control and signaled to the officer that they were permitted to leave the country. Then some would be quizzed again by another officer at passport control. We don't know right now how many people are being stopped at the airports, but I could assume it's happening. So we'll see where this goes. It is, Putin deciding to do this means he is struggling. It means his war is not going as planned. It means he needs all hands on deck. It also means, which it's a good sign for the world that this is happening in a way, because it means he isn't getting the help from the other countries he thought he would. All this time, these 8 months that have passed, or 7 months that have passed, we've been hearing rumors that he's going to Syria, he's going to Iran to get people to sign up. The fact that he has to go to his own backyard means he might not be getting a lot of other countries that are jumping on board to help. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another earthquake struck Mexico early Thursday morning. A preliminary magnitude of 6.8 was centered again in the western state of Michoacán near the Pacific coast. A gauge of future U.S. economic activity declined for a sixth straight month in August, potentially signaling a deepening recession after interest rate hikes continue to weaken America's economy. The Conference Board said on Thursday its leading economic index fell 0.3% last month, after declining 0.5% in July. The Conference Board projects things will get worse before they get better. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation is reporting 230 whales were found washed up on Tasmania's west coast early Wednesday, and only 35 remained alive. This is the second mass whale stranding in 2 days. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as government funding of COVID testing and I don't know if vaccines are going to be, you know, next on the chopping block, but as that's starting to diminish, as I had said earlier, insurance companies need to take it on. We taxpayers are spending and spending and spending. And if a person has health insurance, and we are, according to Biden, out of the pandemic, then the health insurance should take over. If somebody is uninsured, we have Medicare, Medicaid, health departments. So we do have, just like with STD testing, we have a means where people can get free STD testing in, I think, almost every city in America. And if somebody does need treatment, they could get it from the health department for free. or they go through their insurance. Well, insurance companies, and I've worked with them for many, many years, are not easy to work with. And insurance companies don't like to pay. And in Minnesota, there was a little bit of drama. Apparently, a COVID lab, a COVID-19 testing company, wanted the health insurer to pay the charges for the COVID testing. And a federal judge in Minnesota dismissed the lawsuit, saying they could not compel a health insurance to pay. Last year, Nebraska-based GS Lab sued Minnesota-based health insurer Medica in U.S. District Court. The suit arose from a dispute over insurance payments for COVID tests. GS Labs alleged that federal law requires the health insurance company to pay the full price of tests as listed on the website. Judge Susan Richard Nelson, though, disagreed. She ruled that federal law does not give the testing company the right to seek payments from insurers through a lawsuit. She said, while diagnostic testing providers may have incidentally benefited from the goal of providing COVID-19 testing access to patients, the CARES Act was not intended to especially benefit testing providers. So we're a little confused because we thought that there were laws that if a company was doing the test, that there was a set price that had to be reimbursed. I guess not. So this ruling is a blow to the labs. They are facing lawsuits from Blue Cross Blue Shield insurers because the insurers allege that they engage in quote-unquote price gouging. Now that is a new twist. Apparently they say they were charged nearly $1,000 for some tests. The insurers also allege that GS Labs pushed customers into unnecessary tests. So Medica released a statement saying the company appreciated the judge's ruling, and they say they take seriously its obligation to protect the healthcare dollars entrusted to us by our customers and members. Our goals with providers is to always pay rates that reflect fair prices and that promote an affordable, predictable experience for our members. So now GS Labs is looking at its legal options. So you as a patient, this is what you are caught between. You're caught between companies that are putting the money up front to test the staff, the cost of the testing, hope to get paid by the insurer, and the insurer might not pay. You also are up against companies that may be like, we are getting paid, so why don't we take advantage? We are going to bill the highest possible to get the highest amount we can from the insurer, and then we will back bill the patient or write it off depending on how they seem fit. On the flip side, you have insurance companies, and this is what I dealt with, where they're like, no, I think it's only worth this much. Medicare only paid me 12, 13 cents a flu shot. The flu shot cost me more than what Medicare would reimburse. And the codes are the same. The diagnosis code, I know they tried to make it as complex as possible to confuse providers. But once you know the codes, it's pretty simple. It's all over the place. You build the codes. Medicare would only pay us 12, 13 cents. So what happened? Well, we couldn't take a loss. So we just, after a while, just stopped giving them out. Unless we did, sometimes we, depending on our budget, we would do charitable type stuff, and then we would give them out. But at that point, we're like, no. If Medicare's not paying, for a period of time, providers were dropping Medicare like crazy. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you have a lot of senior citizens. And the seniors are like, I can't find a doctor that takes Medicare. And I go, well, the reason why is Medicare won't pay. And when they don't, you can't bill the patient. So at that point, doctors are like, I'm not going to see people for free. So these insurance companies picking and choosing what they pay and how much they pay and if they feel like pain, it's a very bad system. And it's a very, very bad system for the patient. It's a bad system for the provider. And I'm sure somebody's feeling sorry for the insurance companies as well throughout all this. But I have never seen, you know, a business run successfully where you do everything for free, hoping somebody pays you 60 to 90 days later. And I'm telling you right now, it didn't work for me, and I had an office for 16 years. I mean, yeah, I would have stayed alive because you had some companies that would pay. But, I mean, the tricks that these insurance companies would do. But then on the flip side also, if Medica is correct, and they are saying that, look, they were charging us $1,000 for a COVID test that only should have been charged at the most $40. Well, that's a problem too. So again, we're not getting the whole story from either side. But this is why you guys are struggling finding providers. You are struggling finding, I had a patient yesterday who was having a chronic issue and a significant one. I'm like, have you seen your doctor yet? And they said, no, my doctor won't see me unless I pay my copay. And they go, yeah, it's a new rule. They won't see me unless I pay my copay up front. Well, why do you think that doctor is doing that? It's because he was seeing them for free and people weren't paying their copay. I tell you, out west, yeah, and most doctors won't. If you don't pay your copay, they're like, well, come back. You know, there's an ATM over there. And then the concept, doctors are starting to fight back, medical companies are fighting back, labs are fighting back. You know, I think I had a balance, like a $6-7 balance. I didn't even know about. And when I went to do my labs, before they stuck me, they go, you have a bill. I go, I do? I thought it was all paid for under physical. No, you owe $6 and charge it. That's fine. They wouldn't even draw the blood until, and I was like, sorry, I didn't know I had a bill. Go ahead, pay it. And then, but you know, these companies have to have more aggressive collection patterns. Otherwise, they can't stay open. So I'm not sure what's happening with this, but it looks like, you know, the COVID testing and the days of free COVID testing and cheap COVID testing is probably going by the wayside. And as the federal government is now going to embrace a less aggressive and a very draconian attitude towards the COVID pandemic, you know, you might notice that now you might have to pay some more. But I think we need to revamp the way we do medical care. I think it's ridiculous that you and I are paying thousands of dollars a month to an insurer to tell the doctor, I'm only going to pay you this much, whereas I could do that myself. Why can't I, without the insurance, save all the money and say, look, can I pay you the $40? Can I pay you the $150 and save us thousands? I understand you need insurance companies for when the poop really hits the fan, but I got to tell you, man, we're spending all this money for negotiations. And I can negotiate myself. Let us negotiate ourselves and save the money. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is sponsored by Novartis. This September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month. Chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML, is often called the good cancer because over the last 20 years with the introduction of new medications, CML has become more manageable. But despite these advancements, the CML journey doesn't turn out quite as good for some. Dr. E. Habatala is a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin.
If you look overall in studies, patients who are in chronic phase CML, 35%, one out of every three, end up switching from the drug that they start. Either patient is not tolerating that drug, has significant side effects, or they're not responding to the treatment.
Some patients try to tough out the side effects of their medication, but if your treatment is becoming unmanageable and impacting daily life, it's important to talk with your doctor. Your doctor may decide if it's appropriate to adjust your dose or consider another medication that may be a better fit. If this sounds familiar or to learn more, visit whataboutmycml.com for resources to help you talk to your doctor to find a treatment option that is right for you or a loved one.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Hurricane Fiona has now left, still, and we're talking, this is days after it hit Puerto Rico, still millions without power, water. Crews are still working to repair critical utilities that were disabled. Hurricane Fiona has now strengthened to a Category 4 as it's heading towards Bermuda. This was the first major hurricane of this year's Atlantic season. It's killed at least 5 people right now across the Caribbean, 1 in Guadalupe, 2 in Puerto Rico, and 2 in the Dominican Republic. According to Ramona Santana in Higüey, Dominican Republic, said this was something incredible that we've never seen before. We're in the streets with nothing, no food, no shoes, clothes, just what's on your back. we don't have anything. We have God, and the hope, help will come. So Fiona now is sustaining winds of 130 miles per hour. It is due to pass just west of Bermuda early Friday. Conditions starting to deteriorate later today. This is according to CNN meteorologist Robert Shackelford. And the island nation is under a obviously severe hurricane warning. Americans are warned not to travel there. Relatives of U.S. government personnel may leave, according to the State Department. They are, Bermuda will experience tropical storm force winds. Once Fiona passes by Bermuda, the storm is forecast to impact Nova Scotia by Saturday afternoon, and the rip currents along the eastern seaboard will be, they'll be, we're predicting some dangerous rip currents and tides along the eastern seaboard, but no direct U.S. hit by the storm. So in the Canadian province, residents are being warned to prepare for tropical storm-like or even hurricane-like conditions starting as early as Friday. They should be securing their outdoor items, trimming trees, charging their cell phones, creating an emergency kit, and there will be shelters for those who are experiencing homelessness and anyone else in need. So the Canadian Hurricane Center, and you know, Nova Scotia is up pretty north. That's a high latitude there. There is a hurricane watch now for Nova Scotia from Hubbards to Brulee, Prince Edward Island, East Isle de la Madeleine, and the coast of Newfoundland from Parsons Pond to Port Ou Vasquez. And the tropical storm has been now issued for several coastlines in Atlantic Canada, including Brule to Cap Madeleine, Quebec, and Anticosti Island. So this is going to impact Canada with heavy rainfall, powerful hurricane force winds, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down. Now, what's interesting about this is usually as these hurricanes go north, the waters are cooler. So it starts to dissipate and weaken. Now, the waters, obviously, between Puerto Rico and Bermuda are warm enough to enhance and augment. But interestingly, we have a few other storms. One such storm, Gaston, is almost at the latitude of Massachusetts. And that's starting to gain some strength. So we're looking at more northern Atlantic storm. And in fact, I think the one before Fiona had been brewing in a northern part of the Atlantic. But going back to where we are with Puerto Rico, Fiona delivered such rains and the blackout that more than 450,000 people did not have water service, a million homes and businesses still without power. This is according to the government's emergency portal system. And as I said, people are pretty frustrated because Hurricane Maria was supposed to have highlighted the vulnerabilities that the island had, and it was supposed to have gotten fixed. And I thought we sent funding. I'm not exactly sure what happened. But then on the flip side, is there only so much humans can do? When a hurricane hits, and I think it hit as a Category 1, Bermuda's bracing for a 4, but I think it hit as a Category 1, is there only so much your infrastructure can do with flooding and things? I mean, look at what happened with, what was it? Was it in Texas where the water system was over? Oh, no. I think it was up in Montana where a flood affected their water system for days. In the Dominican Republic, Fiona moved onto land early Monday. More than a million customers and no running water. Nearly 350,000 homes and businesses in the dark. It's according to Major General Juan Mendez Garcia. So, you know, homes destroyed, at least 600. Power issues. You know, we in America are spoiled. You know, if we do have a hurricane, it seems to affect just a handful of our states. Meanwhile, we are moving towards this campaign to really concentrate most of our power on electric, which I have some issues with. And how, if we don't, we're being, conservative, Trumper, lunatics. We're not trying to save the environment. But, you know, I think if you talk to the average person from Louisiana or Florida or the Gulf states or Texas, they're thinking to themselves, say what? Do we have a plan B? And what's happening in Puerto Rico should be watched and should be identified by public officials as this could happen to us. No, it's not going to happen to us because, you know, we're pretty resilient against hurricanes. There's only a handful of states. Well, they keep saying global warming is changing things. Global warming is changing things. If we are going to see more and more hurricanes affect Nova Scotia and Canada, all right, then we have to assume that hurricanes and storms and heavy storms, I mean, look at the flooding we had just from the monsoons in the Southwest and the mudslides and in the Southwest, we were told to cut back on our power because of the heat and the taxing of the system. So I think everybody needs to slow down a little bit with any of these mandates that everything be electric. I think you should incentivize. But I do not think we are ready for everybody. I mean, you know, once you go to this demand and we don't have the supply for it, it's going to cause problems. It's going to cause price increases. It's going to cause a already vulnerable grid to be taxed more. And if Puerto Rico, in this day and age, still is struggling with no power days after a storm, I mean, you know, how do we know we're not as vulnerable? So multiple other storms are now being predicted. Tropical Storm Gaston, the newest named system to form in the Atlantic. It carries winds of about 65 miles per hour, so it will not become a hurricane until it's 74 miles per hour. It's located off the Azores, the archipelago in the mid-Atlantic. Then the storm is going to strengthen as it drifts to the east. It might even perform a loop-de-loop and then head northwest. So they expect Gaston to be a fish storm because it will only affect marine life and some ships. Then there's a system that has a 90% chance of strengthening into a named storm as it heads towards the Caribbean in the coming days. That storm is Hermine. And they are watching that one as that can affect, of course, the Caribbean and then go into the Gulf. And then I thought there was also one more that we were looking at that was a... Yeah, I'm not sure if I have that. I think there's also an I-named storm that they're watching. So for those of you that want to help, you know, as much as I would love to get a whole collection of clothes and shoes and food and baby products, I am not hearing of anybody that is able to accept all of those and vet them and look through them. So you could text to Red Cross 90999, I believe. Or go to redcross.org to donate. You could donate blood to Vitalant, Red Cross, Salvation Army, United Way, and any others. Let me know where else we could send help. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.